Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 223, New Every Morning. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. I want you to know where those words came from, because it changes everything. Lamentations was not written in a season of triumph. It was written in the rubble of Jerusalem, the city in ruins, the people scattered. The writer was not standing on the polished floor of a temple. He was on his knees in the ashes of everything he had loved, and it is right there, in that place of devastation, that this declaration rises, that tells us something we cannot afford to miss. The deepest faith is not forged when life is going well. It is forged precisely when life falls apart. Maybe that is where you are today. Maybe yesterday was heavy. Maybe you are carrying a weariness that no one else can see. And it is for you, exactly as you are, that this word was kept. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. The Hebrew word underneath that phrase is hesed, and it does not translate easily. It is not simply kindness. It is unbreakable loyalty. It is covenant love, the love of someone who made a promise and will not walk it back. God does not love you on a good day and step back on a bad one. He loves you by character, which means his love does not rise and fall with your performance yesterday. His mercies never come to an end. They never hit bottom. Think about that. No matter how many times you have circled back to the same failure, no matter how much has accumulated inside you, God's well of mercy is deeper than any mistake you have ever made. You cannot empty what God never lets run dry. They are new every morning, not every year, not with every achievement, every single morning. The light coming through your window right now is a signal. It is visual. It is punctual. It is real. That is what God's faithfulness looks like. He shows up every day. Before you even remember to look for him, he is already there. Great is your faithfulness. Notice, the writer does not say, "Great was my feeling this morning." He speaks about who God is. Because feelings drift, there are days when faith feels thin, hope feels far, and prayer feels like it's going nowhere. And on those days, what holds you is not what you feel, it is who he is. God's character does not shift with your mood. So today, before breakfast, stop 2 minutes. Turn toward the morning light, wherever it is, and say out loud, in your own voice, "Thank you, Lord, your mercy is new for me today." Don't wait to feel it before you say it. Say it, and let faith come through the act. Let this morning be the first evidence of God's faithfulness in your day, because it already is. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.